Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, friends. Welcome back. I'm back. You might be back, but we're definitely together. Thank you so much for that. And welcome to Act Number 2, the Eric Zane Show podcast from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Hello to you all. Apologies for having to break the show up today, but it was either that or stall for like a full hour. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? I got nothing else to talk about. This is horrible. Holy shit. So I said, all right, I got to punt. And I do that. Sometimes I do need to do that where I'm like, okay, it's one of those days where I don't have a lot to discuss. But yeah, so glad to be back with you. That story about the gambling deal is really captivating a lot of people. That's another reason why I try to avoid things like that. Not that doing it like with an app or going to a poker tournament, a casino, is anything illegal about it. I'm just afraid of who I might interact with or what it might do to my brain with something like gambling. But anyway, I have a great trepidation about tomorrow with my boy O'Neill. I keep holding out hope in the back of my brain that this is going to net me a false positive when it comes to the suspected lymphoma that my guy has. If they say to me, yeah, it was a false positive, O'Neill does not have lymphoma, I'm going to be simultaneously relieved and probably start wailing away and crying. And then I'll probably get pissed off because I'll be like, how the hell did this even happen? How could this possibly have taken place? All right. So that is tomorrow. I think it happens at like 2:00. I'm kind of dreading it, but it's important. Yeah. It's at 2:00 tomorrow and then a hockey game tomorrow. So busy as can be. Yesterday, the amount of time that I was doing podcast-related things started, and radio, 6 a.m. is when I started, and by the time I got done, it was 8:30 p.m. So that's 14 and a half hours. There was a one-half-hour nap. Thank God for that, or else I would have been doomed. And then the only other thing I did was ate some food and let the dogs out a few times. That's it. I see Rick from TC Paintball is in attendance. Welcome to you, young man. We have got to get to come together and figure out another date for paintball. Tophus is here. Ms. Molly. David in Hudsonville, Michigan. Branjo. Birch Barlow. Hello to you all. And thank you for being here. Comment that you're getting this. Sometimes I start these Act 2 shows and I'm like, is anyone there? Is there anyone even that's commenting? Holy cow, what is happening? All right. United States back after it. This time, striking drug boats in the Pacific Ocean. We had been blowing up bad guys in the Atlantic. But now, and I don't know if there's anybody who is not supportive of this. You get nations that have a lot of rogue personnel. They load up whatever vessels with drugs to get them into the United States. And for the first time in history, the United States is dealing with these in a way that is unprecedented. Just blowing it up. Finding a drug vessel and then just a missile strike takes out the boat. Have you seen some of the footage of these drug boats being destroyed? You've got the black and white footage of the boat just cruising along, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone. The only thing I'd be concerned about is, what if it's just some family cruising around? How are they sure, 100% sure, without any doubt that they are blowing up the right boat? But I sure to God hope they're not blowing up families on vacation. Holy cow. Bob says, you want cocaine sharks? That's how you get cocaine sharks. Bob says, no notification. I just happened to check back. Yeah, I don't know why Twitch does that. It doesn't let you know. I guess they only let you know once during the day or something like that. I have no idea. It's ridiculous. But nevertheless, here you are. They had a strike on Tuesday night. They blew up a boat. And I think there was another one as well. The seven previous had been in the Caribbean. They have now killed 37 drug terrorists. My God. Is there anybody who does not like Trump who doesn't like this? Because I think the only thing, I think you got to be totally honest. You got to say, okay, all right, I hate Trump and everything that he's done, but I love this. Okay. So that means that there actually is something that you like. Do you think there's actually anyone who is saying, wait a minute, we got a drug dealer lives matter? You know, is Greta Thunberg going to, have like a blockade out in the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean to try to protect drug runners? Is there any of that? I mean, she's already working very hard to bring food to people in Palestine, despite being told, don't do that right now. It's dangerous, and we don't want, you know, randos just showing up. She doesn't listen to any of that shit. She just shows up and then gets in trouble. Then they send her back, and she has a goddamn temper tantrum. Then she does it again. It's a catastrophe. Is there any possibility? Is there anyone I'm asking who is saying we need to take it easy on the drug dealers? Drug runners are being referred to as the Al-Qaeda of our hemisphere. That might be overstating things a little bit. Asked about the latest boat attack, Trump said, we have legal authority. We're allowed to do that. He had similar strikes could eventually come on land. We will hit them very hard when they come in by land. Well, I mean, that's if they're coming in through the southern or the northern border. Targeting a boat and a thoroughfare for cocaine smuggling. In the first brief video, Hegseth posted Wednesday, a small boat half filled with brown packages is seen moving along the water. Several seconds in the video, the boat explodes and it is seen floating motionless on the water in flames. Yeah, I love this. Some Republican lawmakers have asked the White House for more clarification on its legal justification and specifics on how the strikes are conducted. Yeah, who's going to do that? Why would you even bother? Democrats insist they are violations of U.S. and international law. Well, there you go. These are the people that aren't happy with this. Richard Blumenthal, a Democratic member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said he was alarmed and angry about a lack of information on the strikes. Expanding the geography simply expands the lawlessness and the recklessness in the use of the American military without seeming legal or practical justification. If I'm him, and that is true, that it is illegal, I'm not mentioning it. I'm just, I didn't know. Just pretend it didn't happen. Go about your business. That's how I would handle that. I mean, who cares? These are assholes, narco-terrorists that are bringing drugs into the country. What's the big deal? Who's upset that dead drug terrorists aren't bringing their shit into the U.S.? There are already members of Congress saying it's illegal and Donald J. Trump can't kill drug runners the way he is. Well, I hope he does. If that is the case, I hope he doesn't stop. I love this. I mean, what are they going to do? Luke says sometimes it's as simple as they don't like it because a Republican is doing it. You know, honestly, if I'm running as for president, and let's say it's right now, let's say I started my campaign, I have billions of dollars, and I'm running as an independent. And they said to me at the debate, okay, easy. President Trump has been blowing narco-terrorists out of the water. How do you feel about that? I would say, oh, my God, I love it. It's not done enough. He could be doing a better job at blowing them up. And when I am elected president, I will take what he did and build upon it and make it 1 million times more devastating. The only good dead drug terrorist, the only good drug terrorist is a dead drug terrorist. And I can't wait to kill. I would lean into that so hard. Well, what do you think about the Democrats that are opposing President Trump and killing narco-terrorists? I would say, yeah, they're bitches. Those are bitches. And I am here. I am Trump on steroids when it comes to killing drug terrorists. This is fantastic. We need to have this approach with, like, regular old-fashioned terrorists who just want to fly planes into our buildings. Did you see that guy who's running for mayor of New York, what's his name? Mundavi? There's pictures of him hanging out with, like, people who tried to blow up the World Trade Centers the first time. I don't know if it was the guys, but people who were, like, involved in the planning of it or some shit. I'm like, that can't be right. That's not true, is it? No way. All right. So that's like my favorite thing to talk about when I hear about drug boats getting blown up. There is a scam going around where someone calls your phone, you let it go to voicemail, but they leave you a message. And you think, oh, somebody left me a message. These are being described as voicemail scams. And there is a warning out there. Don't fall for it. Now, I'm guessing you and I won't, but you know who's going to? Your mom and your dad. Well, they took the time to leave me a message, so that's what's happening right now.
Well, if you're like me and you get a call from an unknown number, you typically don't answer, right? But if that unknown number leaves a voicemail, that's a whole different story. We got a warning today about a fake voicemail from a fake loan processor. In fact, 1,500 of those scams have now been reported to the BBB of Michigan. Our Nakia Mills with the BBB got that very same voicemail. Take a listen.
$58,000 personal loan approval. From what I can see, everything looks good. We're basically down to confirming your preferred terms and updated income before I can send the paperwork over. If you're still interested in moving forward, press 2 now to talk with me or someone on my team.
Okay, now what asshole who has not tried to get a loan is going to fall for stranger calling and saying, yeah, your $58,000 has been approved? Honestly, when I hear about people who fall for this, it actually makes me, it pisses me off, not so much that the scam is happening, but that people are so insanely stupid to fall for it.
Or you can give us a quick call back at 844-487-6866. If you're no longer looking for funding, just press 7 and we'll get that closed out for you.
So as Nakia tells me, the quote-unquote loan processor's name is typically either Jessica or Evelyn, and she's asking consumers to give her a quick call to verify their loan information. Of course, using that call to try and get sensitive information like bank account details, social security numbers, or to try just to get you to pay an upfront fee for a loan that never existed in the first place.
A lot of times, you know, when you work with a loan, once you fill it out, you're assigned.
This is the lead singer of Counting Crows has become a chick.
Officer or someone. They don't just suddenly have someone out of the blue contact you that you've never heard of and you've never heard of the company.
So what are the main red flags? The voicemail itself will have cues that should alert you that this is not real. First, again, if you didn't ever apply for a loan recently, then this is definitely a scam. Secondly, most of these calls, the message starts in the middle, oftentimes skipping the name of the company or the person. If a company truly needs to reach you, well, they'll make sure that their contact information is clearly stated. And as with most scams, the pressure to act fast, any language that is threatening you to act immediately or your loan will expire, that should indicate it's a scam.
The BBB of Michigan has a scam tracker that you can actually check to see if that scam is happening elsewhere. Maybe it's happening to you as well. We've linked it on our website, Fox 17.
Yeah, I don't know who falls for this. That's what David in Hudsonville says. Asshole of the day is anyone who falls for this. Like, come on, man. Chris says, I get several of these calls a day. It ramped up yesterday, and I got about a dozen. I've been having the same issues. A lot of mine have been for like the policeman, benevolent, whatever it is, you know? I've been getting a lot of those. Very odd. Anyone who falls for that does not deserve their money, says Cole. Yeah, not good. Okay, video circulating. This is from 1 year ago, but the video is just coming out now. It is former NFL football quarterback Jay Cutler. And he is he's getting arrested for drunk driving. And this is the video just became available. He was involved in a fender bender, and the cop smelled booze. And then it just started out as just exchanging insurance information, and it went downhill from there. This is pretty interesting. He doesn't like he doesn't put up a fight, but it's just weird how it goes from fender bender to DMC to him getting arrested. That's Jay Cutler.
Hi.
Former Bears quarterback, former Vanderbilt quarterback. This happened in Franklin, Tennessee.
I'm officer with the Franklin Police Department. Which vehicle is yours? The Ram right there? Okay.
He claims I hit him.
Okay, do you have proof of insurance and registration?
Yeah.
Big truck, big Cutler, good stuff. Cop's putting on his little vest.
He tried to get away.
He tried to get away.
What's that?
He tried to get away.
How so?
He was behind me. He rear-ended me. So I'm on the phone talking to the dispatcher. Then he whoops around, but he comes to a dead end. That's how we ended up right here. We was up there at the light. He ran into it. He couldn't go nowhere.
Okay. So, you need to take pictures, or I did.
Both of you need to take pictures, Lisa.
Hey, sir.
Registration.
Yeah, okay. Look at Curtis.
I'm Advanced Roadside Impairment Detection Enforcement Officer.
Okay. Might have bumped ahead too far.
I'm Advanced Roadside Impairment Detection Enforcement Officer.
Here. Impairment Detection Enforcement Officer. It's broad daylight, by the way.
Y'all called you today.
A little bit.
Okay. Are you going to do some field sobriety tests for me and make sure you're okay to drive?
No.
Put your hands on your back.
Okay. He asked him to take a field sobriety test. He says no, and now he's arresting him.
Tammy, 10:15.
Yep. I'm gonna take stuff out of your hands.
You're under arrest for driving under the influence. Oh. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to pat you down. Do you have anything in your pocket that's going to hurt me, poke me, or stick me?
No, sir.
I like how he has two pairs of sunglasses like Chaz here on the t-shirt.
Figure part for me.
I give Jay Cutler credit. He's a big son of a bitch, by the way. He doesn't say, I'm Jay Cutler.
You know, 1 second, I'm going to take this watch off because it's going to really hurt if those handcuffs pinch against that watch.
I'm not.
Okay, wait a minute.
Sir, can I ask you a question?
Okay, this is the from the other officer's point of view.
Hey, sir, can I ask you a question?
Because at this point, they had smelled booze.
How much alcohol have you had today?
I'm not.
Don't lie to me. I'm an advanced roadside impairment detection enforcement officer. Yeah. How much alcohol have you had today?
A little bit.
Okay. Are you going to do some field sobriety tests for me to make sure you're okay to drive?
No.
Put your hands on your back.
God damn. Just like that.
Stuff out of your hands.
This guy does not fuck around. He goes, don't lie to me. I'm an advanced field sobriety officer. Because so he knows, a smell, a look, one bit of bloodshot eye. This guy has seen it all. He's probably more effective at determining actual blood alcohol volume, actual number, by just looking at someone. He's like the type of guy who's so good at this that he probably like, all right, what's he going to be when we test his alcohol? He's going to be a 0.24, and it's like exactly a 0.24. He's like that good. That was awesome.
I'm going to do some field sobriety tests for me to make sure.
Let me back that up, that moment. Sir, got a question for you.
Hey, sir, can I ask you a question? How much alcohol have you had today?
No.
Don't lie to me. I'm an advanced roadside impairment detection enforcement officer. How much alcohol have you had today?
A little bit.
Okay. Are you going to do some field sobriety tests for me to make sure you're okay to drive?
No.
Put your hands on your back. Oh. What's your head getting in?
What's that thing he has in his arm? Is he a diabetic? This right here? He might be.
I'll turn the air on for you, okay?
His demeanor in this arrest is the same demeanor he had when he was playing in the NFL. He always looked like he had shit in his pants. He was at a whopping 0.23, which is almost three times the legal limit at 0.08. He cut a plea deal with prosecutors in August. He got jail time, a year of supervised probation, a $350 fine, and lost his Tennessee license for 12 months. He got 4 days for the misdemeanor DUI, but he clocked just 2.5 before walking free. This person says he looks awful. Glad they arrested him. He could have killed people. What a crappy role model for his kids. Yeah, I don't know how many kids he has. I don't blame him for being ripped. He was married to a plastic nut with an IQ of 60. She is denser than San Francisco fog. Okay. Yet she is worth $20 million from her own company and didn't take any money from him in their divorce. She was smart enough to divorce him.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
All right. This person writes, that settles it. I'm moving to Tennessee. What? Because of how little of a of a punishment he got or because they, I don't know, why else would that mean? Would you say that? All right, so that's Jay Cutler. He has three kids, I guess, with Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach and the Hills. He was probably thinking after, can I ask you a question that he was going to ask? Are you the Jay Cutler? All right, so that was interesting to say the least. I'm always kind of disappointed. I mean, you get that that DUI, and it's seriously, it's always a slap on the wrist. Shouldn't it be more of an offense? I don't know if it would help. I think people are still going to drive drunk, but kind of shitty. Okay. Eminem's wife, all she wanted to do was get him to pay for the meal. She went into a diner in Florida, and she ate $27 worth of food. They gave her the bill. She said, my husband's going to pay for it. He's paid for it before. He's going to pay for it. And they said, oh, well, where is he? And she looked around, and she goes, I don't know. And it's Eminem. And they're like, Eminem is your husband. And she's like, yes. This is the woman in her mugshot. Now, those aren't birthmarks that are on her face. That's the type of face, like, you know, I forget if it's meth, but I guess that when you take meth, you end up picking your face off. She would be a good-looking woman, this lady, if she wasn't strung out on meth. She's got strong features. And so Eminem's wife, wait a minute, is it Eminem's wife? Yeah, spouse. She said, I'm married to Eminem. Okay, this is where she went. Daryl's Doggone Good Diner. We should call this place up. Daryl's Doggone Good Diner phone number. All right. It's been a while since we've called somebody. 352. By the way, she's not married to Eminem. She's just a crack whore. Oh, come on.
3, 5, 2.
Okay, I might have another one. Three and a half. Oh, fuck! That pisses me off. That would have been fun. Is Mrs. Eminem a native of the HLL? And then Adam says, oh, never mind. You're right. Yeah, she made all that shit up. Poor Eminem, man. I shouldn't say poor Eminem. He's not, you know, I mean, he's fine. So according to the police report, Jennifer Kleber, that's who that is, 54-year-old woman, sat down, ate a ton of food, gave her the bill. The manager got involved, remembered that this same chick from her previous visits to the restaurant, she didn't pay those bills either. She said Marshall Mathers is going to pay the bill. Cop showed up. Chick says, yeah, I only got $10. The bill was $27.55. They arrested her, took her to jail. and for defrauding an innkeeper is the name of the charge. For the record, the woman's claims, pure BS. TMZ reported last week, Eminem, who's definitely not married, has been most recently dating his longtime stylist, Katrina Malata. I love the story about Eminem being really, really frugal. The dude saves all of his money. Notoriously frugal. The first year the Escalade came out, he still drives that Escalade. It's like a beater. And he was asked in an interview, why are you so frugal? He says, because I was born poor and I'm scared to death of becoming poor. So he just stacks up money. You know, he's going to be a grandpa again or something like that. I guess Haley had the one. And then I guess there's another one on the way. Bob says those are nice trucks. Yeah, well, that's good that he got that one. And then he's driving it to the wheels fall off. I know this because of last year, my charity scam Mike's daughter got married at, and I've told this story, at this beautiful facility. This guy, this friend of Mike's, owns an electric company. And they had the reception on their property. So we pulled up in the fraud bus, and it was right next door to Eminem's daughter's house, Haley. So he lives next door to Haley Mathers. And it was just, she had just announced that the pregnancy of the first child, like there was that pregnancy announcement video that Eminem did with her. And it was from that place, that house. And so I go, well, what is the dynamic? She says, well, she's married. Haley is married. And I said, well, oh, yeah, what does her husband do? And she said, or he said, take dodes on Haley. His job is to just be Mr. Haley. He doesn't need a job. He's one of the richest entertainers there is in the business. So that's his job. Really nice, too. Really nice family. I guess Haley and the guy and Marshall came over to this dude Kevin's house for the chili cook-off. And, you know, the word got out that it was a neighborhood chili cook-off. And they didn't bring chili, but they all showed up to the chili cook-off. And everybody was cool. I really like Eminem. And never before have I liked someone so much. And, despite the fact that everything they touch is shit, I've never understood why he is a popular rapper. I wish I was his best friend so I could say, Eminem, you are so kind and sweet to everybody. And everybody loves you. And all you do is make actual hot diarrhea. If I took a shit on the ground and held a microphone up to it, it would be more musical than anything you have ever made, with the exception of the Mom Spaghetti song and the This Might Be a Job for Me. Everybody just follow me. Give me some controversy, whatever the fuck. That's it. Everything else is garbage. Hot, stinking garbage. All right. Florida woman. Jay Cutler, check. Voicemail villains, check. U.S. drug boats, check. Prior, thank you to Bread Bull, not Bread Bull. Thank you to Man Bun Chris for sending along stories. This one in particular has to do with Chauncey Billups. Last night was the opening of the NBA season. The Portland Trailblazers played their first game. And then Chauncey Billups went to bed. He's a head coach. And then he wakes up to a knock at the door at the crack of dawn. And it's the feds arresting him for these poker games that the cops say he did with the four of the five crime families for quite some time. Hey, you can play poker with Chauncey Billups. Then everybody at the table is in on the scam except for one guy. Rich people get there to these backroom poker games, and it's a big cheat fest with all sorts of tech so that they know what cards that the guy they're ripping off has. And they're taking people for hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. So Chauncey is part of that. The other part of this indictment is NBA players fixing prop bets so that they can win them themselves. Literally betting on themselves in NBA games. So they're in trouble too. Terry Rozier was the name of one of them, I believe. There were some other ones. I mean, he's an active player. But last night, despite not knowing that he's about to get arrested, Chauncey Billups said this in the press conference after the Portland Trailblazers opened up the NBA season.
No, you know, I don't, that pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
So a lot of people are glomming on to the comment, let the chips fall. Yeah, in a perfect world, he would have thrown out, yeah, I mean, I got a good poker face. Or this season's going to be a royal flush. Aces high or any type of card reference would have been good, but this isn't bad.
You know, I don't, that pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
That's not as bad as when Bruce Pearl, the college basketball coach, when he was coaching for Tennessee, there was a press conference that took place, and it was right on the heels of one of his players getting arrested for illegal weapons. This is what Bruce Pearl said 12 hours later after the team won the big game, minus their key player, who's out facing weapons charges.
And if that's not bad, or when they come in with a three-game winning streak against the Vols and had success against Tennessee. So, but we've got weapons. We still have got weapons. That's terrible. Apologize. We still have players that...
Okay, they put in sound effects, but you may not have heard that after he said, we've got weapons. He realized what he said and went, that's terrible.
But we've got weapons. We still have got weapons. That's terrible. Apologize. We still have players that have abilities.
That's all you can do when you announce 12 hours after your player says is busted with weapons. You say, we have weapons. Oh no. Ugh. Headline, Bruce Pearl sticks gun foot in mouth. I'm just happy, though, that he caught it. That's terrible. Tyler says, quote, I've got a few cards up my sleeve for this season. Could have been something Chauncey Billups had said. And so it begins. All right. And then there's this. This happened, I'm not sure what this was. This is some type of a soccer coverage, I guess. You got the talking heads on TV. You got these three dudes, and there's a lady there to talk soccer. and something happens. The guys are all slapping five and shaking hands.
It's been lovely to see.
This guy shake hands, and he's going to reach over and shake hands with this chick. Watch what happens.
My man.
Uh-oh. Her top rips. There is an actual wardrobe malfunction. You can see that there appears to be an opening in the arm, like it may have ripped. Yeah, that's it. It opened up right there. You can see the rip happening. It's just kind of like a gash. And then it's hanging in there. And then, oh no. Oh, my God. And then she reaches for her titty. Her titty is fall. Boy, she's cute. Oh, my God. What a knockout.
Boom. My man.
My top.
She said, I just ripped my top. I love her hair. This guy's like, what?
Can we get Emily in?
Give him a stretch,
Anyways, so the blockbuster match tonight is in the Spanish capital, as you
okay,
guys know.
Nothing that she says matters. She's still going to wrap it up like a pro.
Juventus, the old
These
lady,
idiots are laughing in her face.
He is one of four Italian teams in the Champions League this season. After the break, we're going to talk about Italian football, everybody.
Gucci?
With an Italian, legend.
Boy, she's good. The fact that her titty's hanging out, these four scumbags are laughing in her face, and she's still keeping it together like that. That is not easy work. One of those guys should have given her his coat, dicks. That's what Stevie says. Yeah, they're just laughing in her face. The poor lady, her top ripped, her titties hanging out. She's still carrying on. They're just laughing in her fucking face. David says, what a hottie, whoever she is. Tyler says, and the accent, what a babe. Yeah, she's total knockout, whoever that chick is. Stevie says, asshole of the day, those guys. Yeah. I mean, my God, what is wrong with you? Can you imagine you're a lady on TV all around the world, four dudes in front of you, something goes haywire on the top, titty falls out, and they're all going, Badger says, I'm sure she's not there for soccer expertise. I don't know that. I think she's a broadcaster. I don't think in a lot of cases, you know, it's not like Kurt Minifee is like an expert on the NFL. You got to have one broadcaster along with all the, yeah, I know what you're trying to do there. You're trying to knock her down a peg. And I don't know why you're trying to do that. It's awful. Try to keep things above board around here. And here you are just ripping on her because she's a chick. I know what you're doing. Why can't someone who's attractive also be an amazing broadcaster? I'm just saying. I think we got to work past that, you know. We got to grow as a culture. It's up to me to teach you the error of your ways. Does that make any sense? I'm hoping it does. Okay, anything else? I have nothing else for you. I'm going to wrap up the show. Apologies for the short show. Definitely short today. I don't like that. But 40 minutes in the first half, 40 minutes in the back half is going to be all that I can do right now. I'm going to go regroup again to bring the Patreon show to you. If you do have a news story that you'd like to send along, by all means, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Before I get to the asshole of the day today, shout out to Frank Fuss from mypolicyshop.com, buyinsurancehere.com. I just talked to him yesterday. And he said the quickest way to get on his calendar is, you can go to buyinsurancehere.com, but he's now having me direct you to appointmentswithfrank.com. I'm sorry, appointmentwithfrank.com. When you go to appointmentwithfrank.com, you are then on his schedule. So if you want to talk to him about anything, maybe you're going to introduce yourself, say, hey, I need insurance from the marketplace. With the changes that are coming with the marketplace and with Medicare, you definitely want to get in touch with Frank. Now, if you're the type of person who, like, let's say you have your insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and, you know, with the renewal, you might be like, well, I'm just going to not change anything and just let it carry over from last year. You might want to call Frank and just give an update as to how it is with you, what's going on, so you can make sure that you have the best type of care, the importance of reviewing your plan before auto-renewing. Networks, deductibles, and premiums can change. So that's the last thing you want to do. Stand by. Is just, you know, auto-renew, and then you're faced with $150 cost per month going up. Get with Frank. He can save you some money as you review your plan. Tax credits, as I understand it, are still strong under the Extended American Rescue Plan, which is a holdover from COVID. So depending on what's going on with the government, you should be in good shape this year, according to Frank, when it comes to paying for your insurance with the Affordable Care Act. But that is a quite a changing environment there concerning that. So reach out to Frank today. It's also important to note that if you have your insurance through Molina, they are exiting the Michigan marketplace. So that's going to mean a change for you. So you got to reach out to Frank. You can go to appointmentwithfrank.com or buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Your asshole of the day today, and I think I got it, unless if I'm missing something, and you can put a nomination in the chat. Congrats to the soccer bros for laughing in Babe's face when her gear ripped. I mean, that was funny, sure, but I mean, come on, help her out. She might even fall in love with you. You never know. They are the asshole of the day, assholes of the day today. You are not, though. I appreciate you very much for supporting the show on the free platform. Think about Patreon, though. If you really want to help out, you can throw a few bucks my way and you get plenty more content, including Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast book club. We just did another episode of book club. My God, there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks so much, though. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.